want to share with you very briefly. Thank you for being on the call this morning. I want to share with you very briefly from Jeremiah 31. Let's look at verses 13 through 17. I'm reading from the New International Version, which is published by Biblica in 2011. Then young women will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I will satisfy the priests with abundance, and my people will be filled with my bounty, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. A voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. This is what the Lord says. Restrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears. For your work will be rewarded, declares the Lord. They will return from the land of the enemy. So there is hope for your descendants, declares the Lord. Your children will return to their own land. So far, the scriptures. Praise the name of Jesus. When I first read 13, the young women will dance and be glad, and young men and old as well. I mean, I just wanted to stop there, don't you? I mean, y'all are dancers. You just love hearing this. See, God, because of the Lord's Holy Spirit and the revival that he's doing in our heart, he is causing us to dance. So dancing is a response to God's reviving us, building us, rejuvenating us, setting things anew, setting us on fire again. Sometimes you just need the fire rekindled, especially those of us who've been in church work, leading worship for a while. You know, we get burned out easily because so much is required of us physically and emotionally, financially, time-wise, to bring forth an excellent worship experience to the community and to the church. You know, it's required, so we get burned out easily, but it's okay. It's okay because the Lord is reviving us this morning and reviving us again. And the first thing he's doing is he says the young women will dance and the old too. Even the guys are going to be dancing, even the old ones. They might need a cane, but they're going to still dance because God is rejuvenating them. And he's turning their mourning into gladness. And your work that you do for the Lord, in all capacities of it, because that's one thing that I've learned about worship leaders, being around y'all, is everything about God, y'all just love Jesus. I mean, y'all love to be in the house of the Lord cooking. Y'all love to be in the house of the Lord worshiping, dancing, singing. Y'all love to be in the house of the Lord studying God's word, teaching God's word. Y'all love to pray. Oh, and y'all love on your families. You love on your communities. And those of you who have the audacity to do an outside job too, like be a nurse or a teacher or a doctor or a judge, or a counselor, or a housekeeper. Y'all do that with excellence too, you know. But know this, that your God Almighty, the love of your soul, he didn't forget you. He's not going to forget you. He said, your works shall be rewarded. See, for us, weeping. See, Rachel was weeping for her child. She was weeping for children that weren't. But she had a whole lot of children. So what was she weeping for? She was weeping for her future, her unknown future. And that's work. Weeping and worship is work. But it's going to be rewarded, and God is going to reward it with joy, with hope, with abundance. So first, there's four things he told us in the scriptures that we read, and I might not be able to get to all of them, but let me just tell us, go through the four. It says, he shall reward our work. Our works shall be rewarded. Our labor shall be rewarded. Our children shall return from the enemy. Oh, that's good news, isn't it? Oh, because the work that we do, most of the work that we're doing, is not in things or in programs or projects or events That's just the outward. That's the tools that we use. But the work that we're doing is in people. Amen? The work that we're doing is in our home and the people in our house. The love that we're giving to our children, the work that we're doing, the people, the souls, the bodies, the lives, and the ministries that we're doing in the community, in those people. Well, those people, they're going to come back. Those children that we're pouring out into, whether they're our own or biologically or spiritual children that we're investing in, and they don't even have to be younger than us. Some of the children, the people that we're investing in and minister to are older than us, right? But guess what? They're going to return. They're going to be revived. They're going to return from the land of the enemy. That's number two. Number three is God is going to give us hope for the future. Oh, that is such good news this morning. Oh, you can go on through anything. You could go through the storm. You could go through a flood with that word right there. Because the hope for the future, you don't have to worry. You're not at the whim of circumstances. You're not the whim of luck. You're not at the whim or the mercy of just happenings or life. Because some life, you know, life and bad things or just trials is on the just and the unjust. But guess what? It doesn't matter. You're not the mercy of that. Because God has promised in his word this morning that he has given you hope for the future. And this future he's going to give you is good. It's good. So you can rejoice. You can dance right now. And the fourth is, he said it again. This must be pretty important to us. And this must be pretty important to God, because just in those verses we read, he said that one verse actually, he said it again. He said, your children shall come back. So first he said, you shall be rewarded and your children shall return. And you shall have hope for the future. And then he said, your children shall come back. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. It's true. God's word is true. When we give into our children, when we give the word of God and life and love into them, that they shall return back, that we shall have the reward of them serving Jesus. Oh, I know, like you and I together, we are not going to have it. We're not going to have us serving in the house of the Lord, worshiping, leading workshops, leading dance ministry, praising, singing, and prophesying and preaching and doing all the works that we do for the Lord in his house and in the community and in the nations, and not be rewarded with some offspring that love Jesus, that are sold out for God. We're not having it, right? We're not picking any sons up at jail. I'm sorry. We're not having any girls and daughters having babies and not being married. Oh, no, no, no. We are going to be rewarded. Our works are going to be rewarded, and our children are going to come back. Our children are going to come to Jesus and serve the Lord God Almighty in abundance in his house for kingdom building. And not just our biological children, those children that we pray for, that we look at, that we serve, that we have influence over, they're going to return and come back. That's good news. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. This is not coming from me. This is coming from the lover of your soul, Jesus Christ, the Almighty One. Do you know that God has every hair counted on your head? Do you know that? Do you know that you are the apple of his eye? you know, you woke up, some of you on this call this morning, it is 4:30 a.m., but you woke up running to hear from God, running to spend time with the Lord and his people. But do you know God was there first? As much as you love him and adore his presence, he loves you and wants you, and just, he just wants to be with you. He just wants to sit with you, and you don't have to do anything to earn his love or his presence. You don't have to do anything just the way you are with no makeup on, didn't even shower yet. It doesn't matter. He wants to spend time with you. He wants to be with you. He loves you. And guess what he says to you this morning? Every prayer that you pray, every prayer that you're praying, every intercession, every tear that you're crying, He's going to reward you for it. Every gift you're giving, He's going to reward you for it. Every jump you leap, every bow you prostrate, every turn you execute for His glory, for worship, He's going to reward you. He's going to reward you. And how He rewards you, I can't tell you that, because this is not no false name it or claim it thing. This is an individual thing between you, God Almighty. He's going to reward you with what you need. He's going to reward you with Himself, and He's going to reward you with an abundant life according to what you need, according to what you and He have decided, what you and He need together for relationship. He's going to reward you. You're going to be rewarded, not just in spiritual things, no, in what you need, in practical things, in emotional. You might need a mate. You might need a husband. Your children might need a father. God is going to reward you. You sold, you poured into your children and others. Oh, you helped that, you babysitted for that couple, oh, who happy, hold, you could have been jealous and held back, but you babysitted them. You brought them tea. You prayed for them. They're walking in church happy together, holding hands, smiling and giggling. Oh, but your time is coming, sister. Oh, He's going to reward you. Yes, Boaz. Your Boaz is coming. Your reward is coming. Oh, your reward. And the reward is going to be from God Almighty. That's what He's going to reward you. So your labor is not in vain. It's never in vain in the Lord. It is not in vain in the Lord. So continue, my beloved, with joy and gladness, and dance for Him.